Welcome to episode 321 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. What is love? Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. Ann Landers, love is friendship that has caught fire. It is quiet understanding, mutual confidence, sharing, and forgiving. It is loyalty through good and bad times. It settles for less than perfection and makes allowances for human weaknesses. Torquato Tasso, love is when he gives you a piece of your soul that you never knew was missing. Aristotle, love is composed of a single soul inhabiting two bodies. H. Jackson Brown Jr., love is when the other person's happiness is more important than your own. Ellen G. White, true love is not a strong, fiery, impetuous passion. It is, on the contrary, an element calm and deep. It looks beyond mere externals and is attracted by qualities alone. It is wise and discriminating, and its devotion is real and abiding. Andre Breton, love is when you meet someone who tells you something new about yourself. James Baldwin, love takes off masks that we fear we cannot live without and we know we cannot live within. Lao Tzu, love is of all passions the strongest, for it attacks simultaneously the head, the heart, and the senses. Plato, love is a serious mental disease. Type in the term love into your search engine, and it will return billions of results, ranging from definitions to relationship quizzes, to products, to travel ideas, to philosophical insights, to the correlation between your astrological sign and how you give and receive love. There are five love languages, or maybe seven. There are four types of love, or maybe seven, or eight, according to more recent typology. There are six basic types of romantic relationships, or maybe 15. There are 10 types of relationships you might experience before you meet the one. For people who love love, there are so many different career options. Romance writer, chocolatier, florist, matchmaker, wedding planner, relationship coach, couples counselor, family therapist, pastor, imam, rabbi, priest. I could go on. Shakespeare wrote 154 love sonnets. A third of all mass market fiction books sold are romance novels. There are more than 1,500 dating apps or websites looking to draw single men and women, and sometimes not necessarily single, to their product and to match them with one another. More than 100 million love songs have been recorded. And it seems that each week there is at least one new podcast, one new reality TV show, one more allegedly binge-worthy series about sex, love, dating, or relationships. What is love? Is it a passion that attacks? Is it a disease? Is it an unmasking agent? Is it a quiet force or a raging fire? Does it somehow involve giving? Love can be a challenge to define at the level of how a person experiences it. Love can involve personal affection, sexual attraction, platonic admiration, brotherly loyalty, benevolent concern, or worshipful adoration. To accurately answer the question, what is love? We need to go to the origin of love. The Bible tells us that love originates in God. In fact, it goes one step further by asserting that God is love. Perhaps the best description of love can be found in 1 Corinthians 13. In this chapter, love is listed as patient, kind, unselfish, loyal, hopeful, trusting, supportive, and much more. These are God's attributes, which make him the essence of love. It was because of love that God created something out of nothing. It was for love that God created human beings in his own image. One author writes, "Things are not as they are because they have to be, but because God first loved them into being, continues to sustain them by this love, and will yet somehow transform them further in love." From creation to the cross, to the new heavens and the new earth, to which we are pointed in the book of Revelation, love is the first principle, the sustaining engine, the motivating factor, and the connective tissue. In love, God does not force himself on anyone. Those who come to him do so in response to his love. In love, God shows kindness to all. In love, Jesus went about doing good to everyone without partiality. In love, Jesus did not covet what others had, living a humble life without complaining. In love, Jesus did not brag about who he was in the flesh. In love, Jesus willingly obeyed his Father in heaven. John 14, verse 31, "The world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me." In love, Jesus was, Jesus is, always looking out for the interests of others. The greatest expression of God's love is communicated to us in John 3, verse 16. "For God so loved, for God so loved, for God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Romans 5, verse 8 proclaims the same message, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." We can see from these verses that it is God's greatest desire that we join him in his eternal home, heaven. He has made the way possible by paying the price for our sins. So what does it mean that God is love? Love is an attribute of God. Love is a core aspect of God's character, his person. God's love is in no sense in conflict with his holiness, righteousness, justice, or even his wrath. All of God's attributes are in perfect harmony. Everything God does is loving, just as everything he does is just and right. God is the perfect example of true love. Amazingly, God has given those who receive his Son Jesus as their personal Savior the ability to love as he does through the power of the Holy Spirit. What a gift! Four unique forms of love are found in Scripture. They are communicated through four Greek words: storge or storge, philia, eros, and agape, and are characterized by family love, brotherly love, romantic love, and God's divine love. For the next 4 weeks, we will explore these four different kinds of love in the Bible, and as we do, we will discover what love truly means and how to follow Jesus' command to love one another. We start this week with storge. Of the terms for love in the Bible, this is likely the one with which you are the least familiar. This Greek word describes family love, the affectionate bond that develops naturally between parents and children and brothers and sisters. Father, thank you for the love that brought this world into existence, the love that holds the sun and moon and stars in place and wakes us up each morning, the love that redeemed us from eternal condemnation, and the love that will make all things new and establish a home for us with you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.